Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me by phone today is Anna Boroff. She is the Executive Director of the Minnesota Cable Communications Association, which is made up of cable TV, broadband, and voice providers in Minnesota. Welcome to the program, Anna.
Thanks so much for having me.
The FCC decided no more net neutrality laws, so what does that mean for the average Joe?
Sure. So I'll back up a little bit. The Cable Association represents cable, internet, and TV and voice providers, like you said. So in the metro area, those tend to be larger providers, and in rural and outstate Minnesota, those tend to be sort of small or mid-size operators. So I hear about the issue of net neutrality from a lot of perspectives, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, sort of with all news these days, it's sort of an issue that's been sensationalized a little bit in the media. For consumers, when you get sort of down to, you know, the brass tacks of how it works, nothing is going to change. What we're talking about is the issue of regulating the internet, right? So Minnesota providers, the providers that I represent, don't block or slow down the internet. And they said that won't change. So what you're hearing sort of is a debate about how the internet should be regulated. And the previous administration imposed what are referred to as common carrier regulations, which is really wonky, but basically they're 1930s telephone regulations on the internet. So what happened? We just went back to the regulatory regime that was in place in 2015.
So what would have sort of tipped the scales with the previous administration to even put those rules into effect if it wasn't an issue?
Yeah, so I think it's probably a philosophical debate about, you know, sort of the way the internet should be regulated. So, you know, light touch, heavy-handed, sort of which route do we go? And, you know, what we said is, in, you know, 2015 and previously, you know, that sort of regulatory frame worked really well. The internet sort of flourished in that, you know, era. We have all these things like, you know, the social media and apps and innovation and investment. That's where a lot of that came from. And so, you know, especially for the small providers, you know, I think about outstate Minnesota and access to broadband, they get saddled with sort of these utility-style regulations, and that can be really harmful. So, you know, we see today's FCC decision sort of returning regulations to, you know, the previous approach, an approach that's worked.
When you say utility-style regulations, does that come down to how internet service providers are pricing their services, or I don't get that?
Rate regulations is part of it, but cable companies and internet providers thrive on demand for our services, so that's how we make money. So, you know, with new demand comes, you know, new consumer demands, and sort of this whole thought process about, you know, whether we're going to slow down the internet or block what we think our customers should and shouldn't see, that's just not something that's part of their business models.
Indeed. Well, Anna, thank you so much for spending some time with us today, and best wishes to you.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Anytime.
Anna Boroff is the Executive Director of the Minnesota Cable Communications Association. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.